It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review Kiss of the Spider-Woman, and don't let that title fool you, because this is not a Marvel movie. It's the new film version of the 1976 novel and the first adapted from the stage musical. This one is directed by Bill Condon and tells the story of two prisoners who share the same cell in Argentina of 1983. Diego Luna plays a political prisoner named Valentin, and Tanatu is a gay window dresser named Louise. And he tells Valentin the story of his favorite movie, Kiss of the Spider-Woman, with Jennifer Lopez playing the diva Ingrid Luna. When she transforms into the Spider-Woman, who has black hair and long nails, she's probably the closest thing I would ever have to touching an actual spider. She does, however, have the kiss of death, and there are poisonous spiders, so it's best to avoid her. Kiss of the Spider-Woman might not sell out tickets like the upcoming Wicked for Good is, but it still delights you with its old-fashioned charms and poetic spirit in such a time and place. Granted, the screenplay sometimes has to be cynical and lagging, but mostly it delivers with the performances and elaborate musical numbers, and given its premiere at the Sundance Film Festival, I acknowledge that it's another example that you don't always need big promotions or major studios to sell an entertaining musical. You just need the right stars and filmmakers who happen to be Luna, Tanatu, Lopez, and Condon. I had a really good time in this web. 3 stars. For more of my reviews, please go to cjatthemovies.com, and you can also check out my Instagram page for some cool stuff too. I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.